This is a spring fever edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Even though spring weather is taking its sweet time to return, the early spring flowers are popping up, the birds are returning, and pretty soon the baseball bats will be swinging. And we will celebrate all of it. Spring in Wisconsin in all of its glory this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Travel writer Gary Knowles is here with an extra hefty list of spring getaway ideas and events, covering places to go and things to do and see in April, May, and June. He'll tell me where to go for a great Wisconsin experience, and I hope you will too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Gary Knowles is the president of the Midwest Travel Writers Association. He is the author of the Gary's Getaways feature for Journal and Topics newspapers. He's also a consultant to travel businesses and the author of the book, The Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. And he was recently honored at the 2017 Wisconsin Governor's Conference on Tourism with the Governor's Tourism Legacy Award. Good morning, Gary, and congratulations.
Oh, good morning, and thank you, Joy. It's nice of you to say that, and I mean, it's quite an honor to receive that award, considering I get to work with some pretty darn nice people, and it's really their work that makes people enjoy Wisconsin. I just got to go out and show other people where it was.
Well, yeah, and you're very modest. You've done a great deal contributing to the tourism industry in Wisconsin, letting all of us know great places to go and things to do. And boy, there's a lot of things to do in Wisconsin in the spring.
Yeah, this is like the beginning of the avalanche period here because, you know, the things are just getting started now, but boy, they're really starting to move, and a lot of neat things going on out there. Matter of fact, this weekend, I'm looking forward to going down to Mineral Point. I'm going to go down to the gallery night, which I think I've told you that any number of times that I usually get down there. They do four of them a year, but all the artists have been working all winter, and so it's a good chance to see some of the stuff they've been doing, and it's just fun because the streets are full of people who are having a good time, and just a nice social event too.
I loved Mineral Point. I think it's just such a wonderful community, a lot of history, a lot of great places to eat, and all those artists. It's a real, yeah. It's really a treat to go there. I have been to those in the past, but I might be able to go this weekend. I don't actually. I canceled some plans. I had to go to Chicago, and now I'm. I think I can just bum around in the area. So
a free
yeah.
weekend is always kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I am looking forward to. To doing a couple of things I've got on the calendar already, but it's not until May. So I've got to fill up the April part of our calendar. I'm going to be doing a couple of bird and bloom type things in May.
Oh, okay. What are those things?
I'm going to be going to the Mississippi River, the Prairie du Chien area, taking a pontoon boat ride on the Mississippi River, and we're going to go look for warblers, the spring warblers that come back to Wisconsin.
That is such a beautiful area down there, and whether you see a warbler or not, I'll tell you, it's worth taking a ride down there because that Mississippi River, the bluffs are incredible, and that in spring, especially, the greens are coming out. That ought to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be great. And then that's on May 13th, and then on May 20th, Door County is calling, and I will be going. I think they have their Door County Spring Blossom Festival going on.
The Blossom Festival kind of goes on for a long period of time up there, and there's yeah, it's going to be a good time to be there. Are you going to be on the water for that too?
We are taking a kayak somewhere in the Jacksonport area, it's in wetlands, and we are going to be looking at spring flowers, and of course there'll be some birds to see there too. So, and I'm going to spend a Saturday afternoon doing that. So,
all right,
I am looking forward to those two events, which are really spring-like with birds and blooms. And there's a lot of that type of thing going on, isn't there, Gary? In terms of how about birds?
Yeah, the bird thing. The folks up in Ashland and the Shawamigan area have got their big birding festival taking place, too. And that comes up, I think, in April or May. And they've got a big birding fest that's going on up there. So the neat thing about that is they've got a bunch of naturalists who come in, and they'll all take you on hikes and classes, and you can go up and see all the stuff that's going on. It's May 18th to the 20th, and it's kind of based between Ashland and the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center up in the Ashland area. And really, it's really a lot of fun. And even if there's no birding thing going on, if you happen to be driving on Highway 2 from Ashland over to Superior, anytime you're up in that area, stop at the visitor center. They've always got great exhibits up there and tons of information about the area. So
yeah, well, that does sound good. That does sound good. And I know usually around Mother's Day, the Horicon Marsh also has a birding festival going on, because the Horicon Marsh gets a lot of birds.
they do, and that is the 12th to the 15th, I believe, and
yeah.
They've got a big birding festival up there, as you said, and tours of the marsh, too, so that'd be kind of fun.
We are talking with Gary Knowles on this spring edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, talking about the many, 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 many things to do in Wisconsin in May and June, April, May and June, and we're welcoming your suggestions. What are you looking forward to doing? Do you have something on your calendar? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. We have a lot of callers who have some suggestions, and it looks like there's a lot of music that we have here. I'm gonna go to Karen in Spring Green. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Joy. It's so much fun to call you so early in the day.
Well, I'm glad you're up and early. It's getting up early is good for you, Karen. We're going to do a show on that on Monday from 6 until 7. So,
is this Karen from Spring Green General Store?
Yes, I'm
calling
from the Spring Green General Store, and I have a suggestion for me.
And
so it sounds like you've got a lot of birding going on, and I'm calling about music. I'm calling about Bob Fest.
Ah.
It's this really fun outdoor music festival, and it's about 8 hours of local bands doing Bob Dylan's music.
That's great.
I've always wanted to go to Bob Fest, Karen. I've been to the Spring Green General Store, but just never for that. And that's Memorial Day weekend, isn't it?
Yep, it's the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, and we basically, our idea is to start the summer with Bob Fest and to end it with Beetle Fest on Labor Day.
And so this is a lot of area musicians will be singing Bob Dylan songs, is that the...
Yes, mm-hmm. He's written over 1,000 songs, so there's a large variety, and it's everything from solo people playing the accordion to full bands playing at the end of the day. So
I know I've heard a rumor that Bob Dylan shows up there in disguise occasionally. Is that true?
You know, I've invited in the beginning. This will be our 20th annual, so I'm pretty proud of that. In the beginning, I have to admit that I did invite Bob. And as far as I know, he hasn't come, but if he comes in disguise, then who knows?
You know, I'm going to put that on the calendar, Karen. I don't have plans for Memorial Day weekend, and I think I might actually be able to make it this year. And I just saw in the news that Bob Dylan wrote a song about Wisconsin.
He did.
And he was, I guess he lived in Madison for a while. And
he was here for a couple of weeks, I think.
But you know what? It was so funny. In the lyric, they're putting this song up for auction.
I think I saw that same article.
And
what
caught me about that was that in the article, what did he say? It was, I'm not gonna remember now. He called Wauwatosa something really silly.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. But it was. I'm going to look it up because it was so unique. And we'll post that on our Facebook page.
That would be fun. A friend of mine gave me the article. I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
Thank you very much, Karen. I'm going to put Bob Fest at the Spring Green General Store on the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend on the calendar.
Karen, what's your favorite? I just want to know, what's your favorite Bob Dylan song?
Oh. I think it would be like choosing one of your children to be the favorite. So. I don't get tired of any of them. So.
Yeah. Positively 4th Street, Gary. How about you?
You like that? Yeah. You've got a lot of nerve.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that. That's
all right. Thank you very much. We have news coming up, so we'll get to many more calls after news. This is Tell Joy Where to Go for Springtime in Wisconsin, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with travel writer Gary Knowles. This is the Ideas Network. All right, the Brewers will be turning up the heat this Monday at Miller Park when they open up the 2017 season against the Colorado Rockies. The World Series champion Chicago Cubs, producer Bill Martin, still hates saying that, come to town for a 4-game set beginning on Thursday. So spring also means the Brewers, and boy, that's here we go, Monday and this week.
Yeah, that's great. It must be spring. The Brewers are playing, and I've got to say, I'm a Brewers fan, and I know Wisconsin has got a good number of Cub fans out there, too. But I'm not a Cub fan. I've been to the Brewer games where there are more Cub fans than Brewer fans, and I'm a Brewer fan, and I want to see the Brewers beat them 4 times in a row.
Same here, Gary. I once went to Miller Park for the Brewers versus the Cubs, and it just wasn't any fun because everybody around us was cheering for the Cubs, and I was like, go to your own stadium.
Like a fancy Wrigley Field.
We are talking about things to do in Wisconsin in the springtime. This is Tell Joy Where to Go for Springtime. I'm Joy Cardine talking with travel writer Gary Knowles, who has put together a list of things to do in April, May, and June. We have posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. He is giving me some assignments from that list. We are also taking assignments from you. I often do follow through and come visit your town or go to some festival that you recommend. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Let's see. Paul in Racine is with us. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Joy and Gary. How's it going?
It's going well. What do you have to recommend? Something going on in Racine?
Oh, absolutely. Want to tell everybody about Open House Racine County. This takes place on Saturday, May 6th. The first Saturday in May, runs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And this is sort of like a family field trip. You can take the family, load them in the van, and come on out to Racine County. There will be 60-plus sites open all at the same time. It includes museums, civic buildings, some of our beautiful churches, of course, our Frank Lloyd Wright architecture. There's even an alpaca ranch open that you can tour.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
Can I run with the alpacas? No, I'm just kidding.
You're good at that.
Yeah, I can do that.
You've done that already, Joy.
Right. Well, we have that soft wool, of course.
Yeah. Well, so this is, one of those open houses that communities have.
Open doors kind of thing, right?
Yeah, neat.
Exactly. And all of the information is on the website, openhouseracinecounty.com.
You don't just go up to a place and knock on the door, then.
No, we ask that you look for the banners. There are blue and white banners in front of each location. There's also maps available. There is also a map up on the website. But please come out and see this. It's really a lot of fun. And Gary, if the weather's warm enough, you could come over with the convertible open.
All right. that'd be kind of fun to do. Now, I see that the Frank Lloyd Wright places, the Johnson Building, the Wing Spread, are some of the open house places?
Yes, that's correct, Gary.
Oh, that's neat. So you get to see sort of some of the stuff you don't see otherwise on the tour, maybe?
That's Well, no, it's the regular tour.
Oh, is it the regular tour? Good.
That's right. And we've just had something added. If you don't even feel like walking, there will be even a mini bus tour of downtown Racine and the lakefront, including our zoo area.
Oh, that's neat.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, the I saw that on your list about the Frank Lloyd Wright buildings in Racine.
Those are open, what, from March until November or so?
Yes, that's right, March into October.
October.
Of course, those are open by appointment, but those are well worth seeing. That is world class.
And this is all free stuff, too, I think, Paul, right?
That is correct.
That's great. I mean, what a great way to not spend any money and have a good time, and probably you can go out to dinner in Racine then. Huh?
And you can probably go to Cupie's and get a burger or something.
Or maybe a Kringle down in that area.
You sure can.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you very much, Paul.
You got to get down there. Yeah.
I'm going to put that on the calendar. I don't have anything going on the 6th. I have been to Racine on a previous Tell Joy Where to Go assignment, and I did get some Kringle and went to Cupie's. I went to the, was it O&H? What's the name of that bakery? Uh-oh. It's the one that
Paul's
the
on, yeah. Yeah, it's the something in H or H&H or something, isn't it? Yeah.
Paul, are you still there?
Yes, it's O&H Danish Bakery.
I got it. Okay. I knew there were two initials, so
yes. Thank
you very much. It was a beautiful community. I saw the beach or the lakefront, too,
it,
there.
It is neat, beautiful. And they've got that neat lighthouse down there, too, the Wind Point, I think it's called.
Yeah. Thank you very much. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. If you have an activity or an event or something going on in your community anytime this spring, or maybe you just have a favorite activity, maybe you like going hiking in the state parks or something, let us know. 1-800-642-1234 or email us ideas@wpr.org. Next, we go to Cowboy Joe in Viroqua.
Oh, wow.
I like that name, Cowboy Joe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Exactly. So I'm out here in Vernon County and currently in Viroqua, our county seat. And Vernon County is an amazing place in the Driftless region. As you know, the beautiful bluffs, the deep, deep coulees and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you more amazing outdoor recreational opportunity than almost any part of the state.
It's beautiful,
anything.
Yeah.
Don't you love it?
I do love it too,
yep,
Cowboy Joe.
Put me down. I'm a lover.
So where should I go when I go to the Viroqua area, Cowboy?
So there's not just an amazing amount of dining opportunities like the award-winning Driftless Cafe and in Viroqua and shopping and all of that right here on Main Street. We happen to have a bakery on Main Street, Cowboy David's Bake Shop. But the biggest reason would have to be our new farmer's market back downtown starting on May 6th. And the whole community is really excited about the farmer's market, which is probably one of the best in the region, being back downtown right in the hub of activity. And there's more organic opportunities here than in most parts of the state, as well as the Midwest. So we want everybody to come back to Viroqua and back into the Driftless region.
And you know what? Maybe they can head down that way May 19th to the 21st. And if they're headed toward Westby, which is, just a short hike up the road, for the Setna Mai celebration there, they can stop in Viroqua on the way, right?
Exactly. And one of the other things that I would have to share about some of the awesomeness of this area is there's this wonderful, crazy, delightful place called the Driftless Books and Music. And it's this really big, giant old building that this fellow named Eddie Nix, who is a book aficionado, but also, and really probably more so, this amazing musician, he has created a space that there are more local and national artists coming to. He just yesterday posted on Facebook that he was surprised he only had 9 requests for national touring bands to play at his place. Most weekends, Fridays and Saturdays, and spectacular folksy music and indie music, and you can find all that stuff on, like, the Viroqua Chamber page and on the Facebook page for Driftless Books and More.
Great idea.
Yeah. Sounds good, Cowboy Joe. Thank you so much. That is an absolutely gorgeous area. I am going to make it to the Driftless Cafe sometime.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to do that.
I stopped there once, but in my bad luck, I was in a little bit of a, we were traveling and I needed to move on. We stopped there right in between lunch and dinner, so there was only carrot cake to be had. And
well, that sounds good too.
Yeah, but I didn't actually get to eat any of their delicious food. But it sounds great, and having a farmer's market in that area, beautiful. Thank you very much. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. This is the spring edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, talking with travel writer Gary Knowles about some of the many, many fun things to do in Wisconsin in April, May, and June. And here's a little something that's coming up later this spring.
There ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man.
I want to just keep listening to this. That's the Avett Brothers.
That's the Avett Brothers,
and,
you bet.
And they are coming to Madison.
June 17th at Breeze Stevens. They actually were the first group to come out and do a major concert at Breeze Stevens in October of 2015. It was a big sellout. And the Avett Brothers have a following that's kind of similar to the Grateful Dead in that the people who love them, the Avett Nation, are out there, and they'll be coming from all over the place for this. And it's like, once you kind of listen to their music and get to a concert, you're hooked.
Gary, I know you're an Avett head, right?
Or whatever you want to call it. That's a groupie, I guess.
It would be great. And I know there's a lot of other musical things going on, as we've heard earlier in the program, and of course. Summerfest. That's pushing into summer now, but it's the end of June, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of at the end of spring, begins summer, and that's when Summerfest starts, June 28th, and they're going to be going the 28th to July 2nd, and then they take a breather till July 4th, and they go to the 9th. So Summerfest is coming up at the end of it out there, but a lot of other good stuff coming up, and we've got in Eau Claire. The Eau Claire Music and Arts Festival, June 16th and 17th. And, of course, Justin Vernon does that. And that was a huge hit last year. I think Wilco is coming up this year, going to be playing at that.
Good.
So that is another huge one. Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on there.
And speaking of great music and entertainment, Philip in Reedsburg has a suggestion. Hi, Philip.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Joy, and good morning, Gary, and congratulations on your award.
Oh, well, thank you. I think I recognize this voice. This is Philip Anich?
This is Philip Anich, and I'm in Reedsburg because we're doing a show tonight. Here.
Oh, you know, I saw that, and yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Philip, what kind of show are you doing?
Well, I'm with Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua.
Oh, okay.
And more to the point of the call-in program here, we invite people to come up to the top of Wisconsin, up to Apostle Islands country, where we're going to be setting up the tent in our 32nd annual tent-raising social on May 13th. And about a month later, we're going to start our 32nd season of about 60 shows again.
And if you've never been to Big Top Chautauqua, that's something you need to put on your got-to-do-it-this-summer list for sure. It's a great place. And, you know, and Philip, I know that you guys do you know, your own show called the Wisconsin Opry. And
we have Big Top Opry.
The Big Top Opry.
Actually, we do a whole variety of these, you know, original.
Right.
And I guess Tribune musicals. As I said, we're going to be tonight here in Reedsburg, and next Saturday night we're doing Opry 2 in Richland Center. But we have other shows like Riding the Wind and you know, but then this whole lineup of things that takes place up at the tent, which is also the recording home of Tent Show Radio, and we're a part of Wisconsin Public Radio with that program.
Right.
It airs every Saturday night at 7:00.
And Philip, I must
by Michael Perry.
Right, and I did. I might have seen you in a show in Appleton a year or two ago when you were making because I did see the Big Top performers or band that there. I'm not sure if that was a different one or not, but do you know any of the big names coming to Big Top Chautauqua this season?
Bonnie Raitt's coming, right?
Yeah, Bonnie Raitt's coming. Riders in the Sky, Sleep at the Wheel, Ziggy Marley, Michael Franti, Beach Boys, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Bonnie Raitt. There's a pile of them.
Oh,
yeah, it's all listed at bigtop.org, by the way.
And I'm going to check it out. Yeah, I love Big Top. I've been.
It's
to,
in a tent. Yeah, I got for people don't know, Big Top is a Big Top tent.
Blue and white
it's
tent.
A blue and white tent on the hill overlooking Lake Superior up there.
And it is a very, very good time. And I think the last time I was there, it was Gordon Lightfoot of all.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So that was he sang the Gitche Gumee song, the Edmund Fitzgerald song. Thank you so much, Philip. And I'm going to have to check out that schedule because I try to make it up to that Bayfield area at least once a summer. And I always try to go to Big Top.
You
got
to get to see their Opry. Their Opry show is good. We had our convertible group go to the Big Top Opry, and they did that. And it's we had 400 people, and there's 400 people give them two thumbs up apiece. I mean, it was not one person who said anything other than, wow, what a fantastic show. So
thank you, Philip, for calling. Well, speaking of the Bayfield area, Marion Ashland is calling, and I think Mary, you're going to talk about this birding festival. We touched on it, but tell us about this a little bit.
Well, thank you. Good morning. And good morning, Phil and Reedsburg.
Yeah, they're all from that area. Hi, Mary.
We're all over the state today. So, yes, our Bird and Nature Festival is celebrating the spring migration, and that takes place May 18th through the 20th here in the Shawamigan Bay. And it actually headquarters at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center in the Ashland area. But there are over 100 activities, 109 to be exact, but there's over 100 activities in the two-county area. So we have activities up by Bark Bay all the way down to Copper Falls State Park and the Pinoki Mountain area over by Mellon. All over the two-county area. So there's field trips, there's indoor programs. We're ready for any kind of weather because if we have, inclement weather, we stay inside for programs. If it's really nice outside, everybody loves to be outside. And it's a really fun time, and it's not just about birding. It's about nature. It's about hikes. It's about wildflowers.
How about bears? You got any bears?
I hope not.
We don't see a lot of bears, but I have to tell you, the one year that the ice caves were around, that was 2014.
Yeah.
And it was a really, really harsh winter. And so we always have a cruise out to Stockton Island, and they go and look at the piping plovers. And so there was too many ice chunks. They couldn't get out that far. However, they saw, I think, 3 or 4 eagles. They saw a bear. They saw so much activity that they were thrilled to be out in them, and it was very close to Stockton, but they couldn't really get in and dock. So it was not the birding. It was more, birding, of course, with eagles, but it was more of this really wild wildlife out in the Apostles.
I would love to see a bear, actually. I was just teasing him.
Yeah, I've seen a couple on the road up there, actually, up in your area. The question I've got for you is, do you have any murals springing up out there?
We do. Interestingly enough, Ashland is the historic mural capital of Wisconsin with over 18 murals on outdoor buildings. And Ashland County, which Madeleine Island, here's a tip, or a did you know, Ashland County includes Madeleine Island. And so Madeleine Island had their first mural last year about the Angus family, and it's over by the museum. And now they have two more that they're working on.
Oh,
so
wow.
They're kind of coming into the groove. And we have them in Ashland, in
Mary, and I'm sorry, Mary. Thank you very much for calling and telling us about that. It's on the list. We have news next, so I have to jump in. This is the Ideas Network.
Birds.
We are talking about birds and blooms and brewers and many other things you can do in Wisconsin in the springtime. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the spring edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Talking with travel writer Gary Knowles, who has with him his getaways and events sampler for spring of 2017. All sorts of things that you should consider doing happening in April, May, and June. And we have so many callers, so little time, so let's go right back to the phones. Danny in Green Bay. Hi, Danny.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your event?
Hi, Danny.
Well, in addition to the birds and the blooms and the brewers, there's fishing.
Good idea.
And in Vernon County, over by Coon Valley, the same weekend as Sitnamai, there is Badger Tenkara Fest. So anybody who has had an interest in fly fishing but didn't know really where to start, that would be a great place to start. Tenkara is a very simple form of fixed line fly fishing, and there are going to be seminars and opportunities to try out equipment, and there's camping. A lot of the people who go to that camp at the Associa County Park nearby, and it is a blast. Saturday night there's a bonfire, and it's very fun. Also, related to that, starting in May and going through summer, anybody who also, again, has an interest in fly fishing and or conservation, I would really encourage to find your nearest Trout Unlimited chapter, because at least one weekend in the month, every month when the weather's nice, we're doing conservation work on water near you. And it's a great way to make friends. As adults, sometimes it's hard to make friends, you know, but finding an interest is a great way. And the service work is fun. You find some awesome fishing spots, and it's an ongoing activity. And there's something really amazing about working on water where there's a 100-year plan and you're investing in building something that, you know, three generations, four generations from now, there are people still, and we go fish on water that's been done on. And it's just amazing.
Thank you very much.
Water.
Yeah, thank you, Danny. That does sound really interesting. Fly fishing is something that I've watched, but I don't have any idea how it works. And it's supposed to be very meditative. And,
It is. That's right.
Michael emailed, starting in April on the last Thursday of every month, it's the Critical Mass Bike Ride in Green Bay. It is a casual pace nighttime ride that's about 15 to 20 miles. We leave from Green Bay City Deck with a local brewery as the turnaround destination. 75 to 100 cyclists usually participate, with the majority of the bikes decked out in multicolored lights. It's always a great time.
Well,
Michael, that sounds like a blast. And I forgot that lots of biking to be done in spring, too.
A lot of biking. Did you ever get a big fat tire bike?
Not yet. No, we were going to rent one this winter, and I wanted to bike on the ice road, Gary, but I don't think there was an ice road, was there?
I don't know if there was one for very long. Yeah,
that's what it was, is that I was looking at conditions, and they were saying that, well, I'm sorry, it's still, the ferry's still going.
Right.
So, let's see. We have Francisco in Sister Bay. Hi, Francisco.
Good morning to you. Thank you for taking my call. Where can I go to get a good look at tulips in Wisconsin?
A look at what?
Tulips.
At tulips. Probably your best bet is to go to a place like Olbrich Gardens or... actually, they usually have a great tulip display around the Capitol building on the Capitol Square here in Madison.
They do have lots of tulips.
There's some really great gardeners there.
You know, I know, Francisco, we looked it up. It's already passed, but maybe their tulips are still out. The Holland Festival in Cedar Grove, Wisconsin, happened on March 21st. That seems early.
Well, that seems early, but I bet they've got some tulips over there. And also the Rotary Gardens in Janesville, I'll bet you have got some. And in Green Bay, I think there's the Borner?
They have a botanical garden.
That might be a place too.
You know, the other place, Francisco, I'll just say this. I'm not positive of their tulip displays, but the Village of Little Chute, which is in the Fox Cities, it has a real Dutch windmill as its village hall. It was up for an award for the best looking, you know, city hall or government hall. And I don't know if they won that. We should check. But anyway,
Look, Iowa has its Pella, Iowa. Michigan has its own Holland. We have a Holland like Green Bay. Do they put up a tulip festival?
Not that I know of. It was the Holland Festival in Cedar Grove is the only one that we found. So thank you, Francisco. We'll look around, and I'll see you in Sister Bay in May, maybe. Lucy in Baraboo is with us. Hi, Lucy. Or I'm sorry, is it Lacey? It's Lacey.
It's Lacey, yeah. Hi there.
Yes. Well, hey there. What's happening in Baraboo?
All kinds of fun things. Our wine walk tickets, we have a May 5th wine walk coming up, but the tickets will go on sale April 5th, so next Wednesday, and those tickets are $30 a piece, and you can buy four of them. They will be available online for people who are not in the Baraboo area to come pick them up.
Fantastic.
Super. A wine walk. That sounds like a good thing to do.
Are you still walking by the end of the wine walk?
We're the original Wisconsin wine walk. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Lacey, I was in Baraboo, and is it the Baraboo Bluffs Winery that's there?
Yep.
That was, we had a nice tasting there. And picked up a bottle of Girlfriend's Wine, it was called. And had mango in it, and I liked it.
That sounds good, yeah.
Thank you, Lacey. Boy, we're almost out of time here, and I have Dale on Facebook suggesting that I check out the Season of Blooms in Door County, which runs April 8th through June 4th, and I will. I'm going to be there on May 20th, or that weekend. And I also wanted to mention that the 14th annual Bayfield in Bloom is going on, and Larry Mueller will be there. Wisconsin Public Radio will be there. Larry Mueller's Garden Talk will be broadcast on Friday, May 12th. That's 11 until 12:30, live from Bayfield in Bloom.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, Larry always does a great job up there.
Yeah. William emails, on April 1st and 2nd, you can attend Maple Fest, which is at Glenna Farms in Amory. It includes pancakes and tours of sugar house cooking and lots of maple syrup.
Oh, right. Yeah, I like maple. That's sweet.
I think we still have a little bit of maple syrup festivals going
on. Yeah, there's a couple of them coming up yet. And, boy, all kinds of good stuff. I just want to mention, too, I know there's a lot of Antique Roadshow fans out there, Joy, and they're going to be coming to Green Bay June 17th, but you have to, if you want to get a ticket to go to see Antiques Roadshow, you have to request them by April 17th.
Okay.
And we've got the address where you can request them here. So get your request in, and they do a random drawing to see if you get to go to the shooting of that.
We're almost out of time. I wanted to save the sweetest for last, and because Wisconsin life is about chocolate. There is a chocolate festival, is there not, coming up Memorial Day weekend?
Burlington, yeah, the 26th to the 29th, the annual Burlington Chocolate Festival, and chocolate in all of its forms will be there, and it's a good chance to go sample it, and get your fill of chocolate so that you're ready for the rest of the summer.
And speaking of chocolate, if you look on Facebook, we probably have a photo there of Gary and I in the studio with dark chocolate brandy and chocolate mint brandy sitting in front of us. We really weren't drinking this while we were on the air. But this was from the Kohler company.
The Kohler confectionery out there. They really do some good stuff, and now they're into brandy. And
you never know what they're brandy.
Now, I think from here on in, you just know predicting what it'll be because they've got the brandy going.
Well, Gary, thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again about all the fun things to do in Wisconsin in the summer.
Well, very good, and happy spring. We'll see you out there on the road somewhere, and I know you've got plenty of stuff to do now, Joy.
I do. Thank you so much. And now it's time for Wisconsin Life, and here is executive producer Erica Janik.
Vata Adari always loved chocolate, and reading about it and experimenting with chocolate became a refuge for her from her work as a successful criminal defense attorney.
At the time, as a youth, I had no interest in being a part of the system because I couldn't believe how flawed it was. I thought lawyers are part of the problem, too. So I had no interest in being any part of that. I thought, I'm going to be an activist. I'm going to be doing something in some other capacity to make change happen. I was working for the Fair Housing Council here in Madison. I was a complaint analyst. I was doing a lot of the work that our panel of lawyers I thought should be doing, and I was getting paid $7 an hour. So I decided I should just go to law school. It's only 3 years. You know, when you're out there as a grown-up in the working world, you got to think about, okay, how do I make a living? And can I make a living and still pursue these goals? And so I thought, okay, being a criminal defense attorney, you know, I can do that. I was definitely put through a lot as a young attorney, and I always looked younger than I was. And being a woman of color attorney also. I remember times where, you know, it might be my fifth or sixth time in a courtroom, and the deputies knew damn well who I was. And they would say, where's your lawyer? First of all, I've always loved chocolate, dark chocolate. So I was always experimenting with different foods, and I decided one year I was going to do all of the confections. I wanted to make a saffron bonbon or a saffron truffle. Those were like a big hit, so that kind of became my thing. And then when I moved on, you know, I would do it just for gifting to family and friends. And then I just became, you know, I don't think anybody realized I was, you know, that was sort of like my refuge, right? And that's what I would do when I wasn't doing research on my cases. I would research chocolate and the science of chocolate. From Kansas, I moved to Washington, and from Washington, I moved back here about 3 years ago. And I left the government. I left the federal defender system and started my practice back up here. And I haven't, even though I'm from Madison and I have a lot of roots here, I've never practiced here. And Madison, sadly, is a very good old boy place, as progressive as it purports to be. I had trouble establishing myself here as an attorney. I've got two kids. I'm a single mom. So I'm coming back here now as a grown up. And it's very difficult to leave government work, you know, or to leave a job. And in some ways, I think that's what attracts people to my chocolate is it's kind of the story of taking that risk, you know, and getting out of something that, you know, as much as I love practicing law, it is very grinding. Mm-hmm. Trial lawyers we have one of the highest suicide rates. We have one of the highest substance abuse rates. We have one of the highest rates of depression. We have one of the highest rates of miscarriage, divorce. I mean, you name it. I look at this and I just thought more and more, I don't want that. I was doing the chocolate to kind of fill time. So I'd go to the courthouse with like a briefcase full of chocolate. And my intention was actually to use it to get referrals. So I thought, well, maybe I can cultivate referral sources by giving people really good sweets. But then people started wanting the chocolate, you know, so I stopped taking cases. I still will take a few, you know, if they're local, but I'm being much more selfish with my time. You know, I think my personality is such that when I commit to something and I get into it, I just don't stop. And that's what makes me a good trial lawyer, too. So with the chocolate, I can't stop doing it. You know, the chocolate is my refuge, and I own it.
Bata Adari is a lawyer and chocolatier in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
And thanks, Erica, and thanks to producers Bill Martins and Brianne Shasso. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Hi, I'm Clay Bodine. My wife and I became members of WPR in 1997. We seem to wake up to it every morning and refer to it throughout the day every day. It's not like we're giving money away. I mean, we're going to not be here. It's going to be left over. All I want to do is distribute it to people I know will use it wisely. This seemed to be a good way to provide for others after we're gone.
For more information, visit WPRLegacy.org.